श्रीमहागणपतये नमः। ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि। सर्वम् ब्रह्म उपनिषदम् माहम् ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत्। अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तो ते मयि सन्तो। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। यद्वाचानभ्युदितम् येन वागभ्युद्यते तदेव ब्रह्मत्वं विद्धि। नेदं यदिदमुपासते। फर्स्ट थिंग वी हैव टू रिमेंबर हियर इज फ्रॉम दिस verse mantra onwards, all the following mantras are the commentary on the definition of Brahman given in mantra number 2 and 3. 3 means what again? The confusion. I don't want to confuse. Shrotrasya shrotram, then hatha chakshur gacchati Anya Devatad. All of them together constitute second and third. Very one thing. That means if this mantra consists of, if these mantras beginning from now, I mean beginning from this mantra, or commentary on the first two mantras which present the definition of Brahman, then what do those two mantras say? Those two mantras, actually the first mantra, which is the second mantra, Chakshushas Chakshuhu Shrotrasya Shrotram, there what is revealed is, see, all these sense organs and all these organs actually of instruments, the transaction, they're all operated and they're all objects of knowledge. So these themselves, all these organs themselves being objects of knowledge of the Atma, and Atma is the Sakshi, and they're all the object Sakshyam. An object of knowledge is called a Sakshyam, and Atma is what now? Atma is these sense organs of, all these organs are objects of knowledge of the Atma. Means Atma is the Sakshi Chaitanyam, Sakshi, and all these are all Sakshyam. If there is a Sambandha, Sakshi, Sakshya Sambandha is there, means that which is a Sakshyam, that which is an object of knowledge, can never, Sakshyam can never reveal the Sakshi. Sakshyam can never reveal the Sakshi. And that Sakshi, Atma, is neither the Karanam nor the Karyam. It is different from the known and the unknown. It is different from the Karana Avyaktam, the cause, the unmanifest cause, and the manifest effect, the universe. Known and the unknown means it is not only known, it is different from the known and the unknown. It is different from the cause and the effect. It is different from the unmanifest and the manifest. It is different from even that which is to be given up, that which is to be taken also. That means, what does it convey? Atma, the Brahman, Atma, the Brahman, the reality is actually you. What Brahman is you. That Brahman is very you. It is not the known, it is not the unknown, it is not the unmanifest cause, it is not the manifest effect, it is not the something to be given up, rejected, it is not something to be taken. What is it then? That Atma is not an object means, Brahman is not the object means, what is that Brahman? That Brahman is Atma. Atma means what? You. This is the teaching of the previous mantra. Brahma is nothing but Atma. Is the teaching, isn't it? Now here begins what now? And that Brahman, he says what? Not vacha anabhyuditam. Yena vagabhyudyate. He says, he continues again. Vacha anabhyudita means even the words cannot reveal Brahman. Nor is Brahman available for the organ of speech. Here we have two words meanings here. The word walk has two meanings. What we are going to see in the Bhashyam anyway. One meaning is the organ of speech. One meaning is the words. So this Brahman is not something describable by the words, cannot be described by the words, explained by the words. Inexplicable, it is not available for description or explanation by the words. Therefore, vacha anabhyuditam. But these words are in fact, what now? Words themselves are ena vag abhyudyate. These words themselves shine, come into manifestation because of the blessings of the Atma. The words which are dependent on the Brahman in him of Atma to become manifest, to know, then how can these words reveal the Atma? Words themselves are able to come into manifestation because of the blessings of the Atma. Such being the case, how can words reveal? How words cannot reveal the Atma? So, vena vag abhyudyate. Vak is abhyudyate, yena by the Atma. Vacha anabhyudyate. Therefore, that Brahman is not available for explanation or description by the words. That's the meaning, okay? Thereafter, but then if that is so, then what is that Brahman? That Brahman you are. That Brahman is you. That is said in the following sentence. When the Mahavakyam comes, Tadeva Brahma. Take that one sentence. Tadeva Brahma. Take that Tadeva Brahma, you take it. That is a Mahavakyam. Like her, Tadeva Brahma is a Mahavakyam. If you say how to understand Mahavakyam means what? It says, here Brahman stand. Brahman is Tatpada Lakshyartaha. Brahman here is what now? Tatpada Lakshyartaha. The reality which lends the truth of the cosmos, which lends existence to the cosmos, and which is the existence of the in cosmos is what? Brahma, the reality. That Brahman, the existence of the universe, which lends existence to the universe, is what now actually you are. And you is implied by what here? Tad, yeva, tad. The word tad in this mantra is a tvampada lakshyartaha. The word Brahman is what now? Tatpada lakshyartaha. Why he says Tadeva Brahma? Tadeva Brahma is Mahavakyam. Why he says Tadeva Brahma? Because when we say I, whenever we say I, the Atma, the self, every individual, when one has to refer to oneself, what is the word one uses? I. Isn't it? You never say myself going. Myself is going. Never say that. Whenever you have to refer to yourself, you use the pronoun I. So that I actually, the I has what now? The I, in fact, the every individual is a constitution of many components. And therefore, I actually indicates, I stand, sometimes we use the I. Whenever you use the I, this I refer to all the components of the individual. Generally, I is used to refer to any of the components which form part of the individual. That is the vachyartha of the I. And here again, tadeva brahma means, brahma stands for tatpada lakshyartha, tad stands for tvampada lakshyartha. Tvampada vachyartha is what any of the components which constitute the individual is referred to by the pronoun I. But lakshyartha means there is a sakshi. Now you know the dehaha is a saksham and all the organs are saksham. Sense organs are sakshani, karmendriyani are sakshani. They are all objects of knowledge of you, the Atma. It all saksham means, and what is sakshi? Sakshi, the witness. Sakshi is Chaitanyam. The Sakshi Chaitanyam, if you excluding the Saksham, excluding the Saksham, Sakshi Chaitanyam, excluding the Saksham, organs, body, etc., alone is what Laktvampada Lakshyartha. Therefore, he says, whenever you refer to I, you include Sakshi and Saksham, all of them as a meaning of the word I. Now, excluding the Saksham, okay, you only take the Sakshi Chaitanyam as the, you should refer to only that Sakshi Chaitanyam. Then that is the Tvampada Lakshyartha. That pure consciousness, which is just the Sakshi alone, that consciousness which is the Sakshi alone should be referred to by I, which is the Lakshyartha of the Tvam. That consciousness which is Sakshi Chaitanyam, which alone should be referred to by I, is Brahma. Therefore, what he says? Tad. Why tad he uses instead of tvam? Tvam, 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 if he says, tvam tattamasi, like already we have heard Mahavakyam. If he says straightly, tvam Brahma, he could have said that. Why he did not say tvam Brahma? The mantra doesn't say tvam Brahma. Tvam means already you know aham Brahma. Because why, if you say tvam Brahma, immediately you say, okay, I am aham Brahmasmi. But for you, what is I? What do you refer to by I? You refer to by I all the, any of the components. All the components which constitute the individual human being. But he says, you refer to, that's okay, fine. In Vyavahara, you have to be prudent. You have to refer to that only. But here when you say, Brahman for you is that Sakshi Chaitanyam, which should be referred to by I, exclusive of all the organs. Therefore, Tad. Okay, so Sakshi Chaitanyam, which should be referred to by I, exclusive of, excluding all the organs alone, is the Tvampada Lakshyartha. You are. That is what is Atma. You are that. And that Sakshi Chaitanyam is this Brahman, the existence of the Prapancha. Okay. That is what is Brahman. And there is no Bhagavan other than that Brahman. There is no reality, no Bhagavan, no Lord, no Ishvara other than that Brahman. Having said that, Upanishad immediately, what does it do? Have assertively stated that fact, you are Brahman. Which you? That you. Which Sakshi Chaitanyam. Tad, that you, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, excluding the Saksham, the organs, alone is Brahman. Therefore, Tvam Vidhi, please may you know that Sakshi Chaitanyam, referred to by the pronoun I, exclusion of the organs, is Brahman. May you know that. न इदं यद इदं उपासते. एंड ऑल दिस देवतास ऑब्जेक्ट्स ऑफ वर्शिप आर एज एम्पिरिकली रिलेटिवली रियल एज एनीथिंग एल्स इन द वर्ल्ड. दे आर ओनली व्यावहारिकतया सत्यम. दे आर नॉट पारमार्थिक सत्यम. Initially, we take these devatas, objects of worship, are representatives of, represent the paramarthika satyam. Until one comes to Vedanta, we can take those devatas as what? Representing the paramarthika satyam. Even then, paramarthika satyam is not the devatas. They represent the paramarthika satyam. And after coming to Kena Upanishad, we understand what all these objects of worship, all the devatas are as real as the universe. They are only vyavaharika satyam. They are not paramarthika satyam. Isn't? Or you can say Brahman is not these devatas we worship. So this negates the devatas being taken for any object of worship, can be represent the paramarthika satyam, but paramarthika satyam is never any devata, any of the devatas is the meaning. So now we have already started seeing the meaning earlier. So actually all these mantras, what they conveyed, what is the final teaching? Finally, what they have conveyed is, Brahman, this Atma is Brahman. The Self is Brahman. The reality of the universe is what? The Self, Atma. Atma is Brahma. This is the teaching, final lesson. And this is where we had the Purva Pakshi interrupting, interfering, could not really accept this very, because this Purva Pakshi is highly disturbed. No, we disturb, no? Whenever something which we hold on to very strongly, and if you're asked to give up something, you're holding on to very strongly, you will resist or you will object. Understand? It can be with any association, any relationship with the institution, organization, the so-called teachers also, a so-called teaching also. I tell you, you should know how to just break with anything, anytime. I'm not saying everybody should be quarrelsome and come away like that. We should be friendly, we should be nice to them, we should be praying for them, we should be well wishes, but at the same time we should be able to be with by ourselves. That is what the whole teaching is for. Satyam. But wherever we already have enough, that is why Shastram itself arranges this marriage, respects this marriage, and accepts this family bond, etc. It is very important for one to have all those things. But apart from these things also, what now? We get entangled wherever, everywhere is a gum-like thing. Wherever we go, we get stuck. Isn't it? So, and what about these objects, devatas, also we get emotionally entangled. And then not only that emotionally entangled, it is difficult to accept this fact, all these devatas, which represent the paramarthika satyam, are not really paramarthika satyam. Isn't it? They're only vyavaharika satyam. They are part of the jagat, which is vyavahari, which enjoys empirical reality. They're only empirically real means just very disturbing. Therefore, the Purupakshi raised the question and he said, no, inacceptable. Why? Because see, the whole majority of the world will say, I am different from the Lord. Okay, nobody will say, I am the Lord. And not only that, and he quotes from Karmakandi, how Karmakandi is also, you always encourage people invoking the grace of different devatas for different phalams. And you also quote how Tarkikas, the logicians also say, I am different from Ishvara. That means, and also generally what? Generally, the majority society, majority of the people, including the so-called thinkers, they all believe what? That Atma is the God, Atma is Brahman, Self is the reality. It is difficult for them to accept this fact established by all the Upanishads. Okay? Thereafter, we have come to the last, we have seen all these things. I am only repeating what I have seen last class. So, where we, okay, this sort of, because this Purupakshi, the students, Sishya Lingena, this sort of doubt might have risen in the mind of a student. Now, assuming this doubt in the mind of the student, seeing his, now, having the clue from his behavior and sitting in the class, etc., Shankara started, not Shankara, I mean the teacher, tells the student. The Shankara in his Bhashyam presents the teacher, and wherein who assumes, the teacher assumes the doubt in the mind of a student, and he, okay, and then the teacher tells the students, he, what did he say? Ma evam sankishtaha. May you not doubt, not have any such doubt. Now he says, what doubt may you not have? Have you come to the point now? Have you found the place where you are? Have you got the place? Tam yetam ashankam sishyalingena upalakshya tad vakyadva aha. That, have you found the place where you are? I'm entering the new lesson now. I'm going to go to the new lesson today. The all these things are just...
What page is that?
This 21. Tam, yetam, have you found it now? You have understood what was the doubt of the student. See, not Vishnu, this Brahma, Ishwaraha, all of them, no? Ishwarat, anyaha, atma. That means what now? The self, one's own self, is definitely different from, because one's own self is the worshipper, isn't it? And the Lord is, reality is the worshipped. Therefore, the I am, every worshipper is different from the worshipped Lord for them. Therefore, the reality is, Brahman is different from the self. And this is the view, Brahman is not the self. Brahman is different from the self. This is the view of Tarkikaha, Karmakandinaha, Mimamsakaha. This is the view of all general view, people, ordinary people who are non-thinkers or simple people also. I don't want to say non-thinkers, the simple ordinary people and the so-called elite thinkers, all of them are of the view that self is different from the Lord, reality, Brahman. So this doubt must be there in the mind of a student. And the teacher, when he teaches this verse, na idam yad idam upasate, come on, all these different devatas which are worshipped now, really, Brahman is not any of these devatas. They're all empirically real. Brahman is paramarthika satyam. And they're all these murtis, devatas are what now? Vyavaharika satyam only. They're all empirically real. Whereas Brahman is absolutely real. Absolutely real, what absolutely real Brahman is none other than the Atma, Tvampada Lakshyartha, that Sakshi Chaitanyam alone. Tadeva Brahma, Tadeva Brahma, that you are Brahman means which I am Brahman. How do you say I am Brahman? I am Brahman, you are Brahman means not just you, who anything, all that you refer to by the word I. You refer to all the things by the word I. But that I should refer only to Sakshi Chaitanyam, the witness consciousness, excluding other things. That alone is Brahman. When he said, not these devatas means what? It is very disturbing. Therefore, the student presented views the student did not present, the student must be mentally going through these things. What now? The disturbance must be refit in his mind. How? Because people of different schools of thought are all of the same views that Atma is not Brahman, Brahman is different from the Atma. And of course, the non-philosophers, they are also of the view, for them also, Atma is not the Brahman. Brahman is different, Atma is different, I am different from the Lord. That is very much there. Therefore, this doubt, assuming this doubt in the mind of a student, seeing through his through the non-verbal communication of the student in the class, or maybe he shouldn't ask the doubt also, doesn't matter, we don't know. But still the teacher started speaking to the student. Okay, Shankara presents a student-teacher thing in the class. Then the teacher, what does the teacher say in Shankara's Bhashyam? Ma evam sankishtaha. You might have the doubt. Please may you not entertain any doubt at all. Your understanding must be firm understanding, doubt-free understanding, clear understanding, ascertained understanding. That's why I don't know whether you remember, I told you a small story long, long ago, before I left for India. Might remember how confident must be your understanding. You must be very firm in your understanding. There should not be any doubt. First you understand, yes, yes, I am Atma, is Brahman. Then somebody comes and tells now something else. Then doubt comes like that. No, no, whoever comes and tells you anything. Now you should be very firm. Firm in what? Not mechanically. No, but by your clarity must be such that you should not, nothing can come and shake your doubt. Isn't it? That dridha jnanam syat. Sthita prajna you must have. So that's what she teacher says what now? May you not have any doubt about it. What the Upanishad says, what I have unfolded is not untrue. This is the fact. If you don't know, if still you have not understood the fact, please make all the possible efforts to understand the fact. Instead of starting what now? Instead of arguing back or questioning back or no, instead of resisting to work on understanding the fact, please don't, okay, may you not have any doubt. Because the teacher has 100%, the student has 100% trust in the teacher. That is why the teacher also is able to tell the student, Ma evam sankishtaha, may not have any doubt about it. Okay, you are Brahman. There's no Brahman other than yourself. Okay. Now he is, what is the Brahman? Krishna, teacher says, Yat. Chaitanya Matra. Sattakam.
Sattakam.
Yat Chaitanya Matra Sattakam. With that, okay, the meaning ends. We had to say, another word is different. Yat Chaitanya Matra Sattakam means what? Yat means Atma. Yat stands for Atma. Atma is what? Sakshi. Yat in the Bhashyam stands for Atma. Atma is what? Sakshi. And Sakshi is what? Which is different from the Sakshya. Okay. What is Sakshyam? All the organs. Therefore, Sakshi, distinguished from, differentiated from the Sakshya, alone is what? Chaitanya Matra Sattakam, which is in the Sakshi, is in the form of pure consciousness, only in the form of pure consciousness. Witness is in the form of, only in the form of pure consciousness. Only means what? Why say only? Matra means only. Witness is in the form, only in the form of consciousness. Witness is not in any other form. Chaitanyamatra sattakam. Witness is yat is atma, atma is sakshi. Sakshi is what now? That which is referred to by that alone, that which is referred to by one of the components referred to by I is what? Sakshi. And that sakshi is what? Only in the form of pure consciousness. That pure consciousness implied by the which is the sakshi alone is what here? Which is the lakshyartha of the tvam, isn't it? That aham is what now? That pure consciousness, that is Brahman. The pure consciousness, the sakshi in the pure consciousness alone is Brahma. And that is referred to by what now? I. Is it clear now? That alone is Brahman. Therefore, may you not have any doubt. You should be able to say very firmly, I self am consciousness, existence, Brahma. Aham Brahma Asmi. You will be able to say very firmly without any doubt. But when you say Aham Brahma Asmi, that I should refer only to consciousness, existence. That time it is excluded. Your body, mind, its complex becomes excluded in that expression. And not only your body and complex gets excluded in that expression, it also what now? It sees the consciousness existence being the all-pervasive, the self of all the beings also. You understand the fact, not only Aham Brahma Asmi, what is there is only Brahman also, you must be able to say that. Not only that, all others are what now? Brahman only. The self of every individual is Brahman. That also one should know. Then we finished that Bhashyam is over. Now he is entering into the Vacha, the word Vacha. What, where is Vacha? Ye yad Vacha anabhyuditam. Okay? Yad Vacha anabhyuditam. Why here, there the word yad is in the beginning, isn't it? Vacha anabhyuditam. Anabhyuditam means inexplicable, undescribable by the word is that. That which is not describable, cannot be described, cannot be explained by the words, is Brahman. Is it, what is Brahman? Yad vacha anabhyujitam tad Brahma. That which cannot be described by the words is Brahman. And that Brahman is what now? Yad. So Shankara first says, that yad, actually Brahman. What is it, Brahman? So tad yad, yad means what here? That Brahman. Chaitanya matra sattakam. The pure, the sakshi, in the form of pure consciousness, isn't it? Is Brahman. So yad is equal to what now? That which is inexplicable is consciousness. Now he goes to next is Vacha. Vacha is the word. Okay, Vacha means what? Vacha is instrumental case of the word walk. Walk, Vacho, Vachaha. Vacham, Vacho, Vachaha. Vacha, Vagbhyam, Vagbhihi. Is how declensions are there. So Vacha means by the word. So Vacha, and now he explains, Shankara comments upon the word Vacha. Walk iti, say now.
Walk iti.
Okay. Walk iti. Now Shankara says, what is walk? What does the word walk mean? He comments upon the word walk. Vak in Sanskritam has two meanings. One is Vakyartha, one is Lakshyartha. Again, Vak, or okay, say literal meaning. Also, what is it meaning? Vak always means what? Vag Indriyam, the organ of speech, is also called, known by the word Vak. In English language, when you say word means, we never mean, word does not mean organ of speech. Word is a spoken word, isn't it? Not the organ of speech. Whereas here, Vak means, an organ of speech also is known by the term Vag Indriyam. Vak also means a speech, a word uttered through, uttered by the organ of speech. Okay. Now he explains now. Look at this. He explains what a vak is, what a word is. Thereby we'll understand the incapacity and the part of the words in order to illumine Brahman. Why the reality of the universe can never be arrived at, okay, any number of words, or any words. There's no word which can reveal the reality. So he says here, Jihva Mooladishu Ashtasu Sthaneshu Vishaktam Agneyam Varnanam Abhivyanjakam Karanam. Okay. Now let us see. First he says, Vag ityukte karanam. Karana means what? Organ of speech. Vak means organ of speech. This is the first meaning given by Shankara. And he explains what is, Sahal, you don't need this actually speaking. But still I'll teach you. Okay, because we are committed to do the Bhasham, so let me teach you. Vak means karanam. Vak is equal to what? Organ of speech. And what organ of speech means what? Very beautiful. He's explaining. He defines the organ of speech. Everything is definition, clear definition. Everything is explained only through definitions. Okay? Look at this. What is organ of speech? Have you got any explanation for organ of speech in English language?
No.
What is organ of speech? Define.
Organ of speech.
Mouth and tongue.
What about the vocal cords?
Voice box.
Voice box. Okay, what is it? Can you explain what is organ of speech? You say mouth, tongue, vocal cords, all those involved.
Larynx.
Okay. Now, look at this. How Sanskrit Bhasha, Sanskrit language defines the organ of speech. Look at this. Jihva Mooladishu Ashtasu Sthaneshu Vishaktam. The first definition. Organ of speech is that which is associated, connected to the eightfold places of emergence, so places of sounds, origin of sounds. There are, it means what? Vishaktam means associated, connected. Organ of speech is that which is connected to, associated with eight places of organ, origin of sounds. Oh, wow! Whatever sounds you make in through your mouth, all those sounds have what? Origin of, think sounds are there. The places of origin of sounds. You cannot make a noise which, where, you know, any noise you make is what? There is a place of origin of sounds. And those sounds, places of origin of sounds are eight. What are they? You know, we say, Jihva Moola Dishu, Adi Jihva Moolam, Adi stands for rest of the seven. Jihva Moolam means what? You know, the root of the tongue. Is Jihvayaha Moolam, first place, which is what now? One place. And later you have to include other seven. What are they? No, we know this, gutturals, palatals, cerebrals, dentals, labials, etc. No? We have all these things. So, Jihva, I'm not going into the details of those things. We have already done it actually. Jihva Mooladishu, Ashtasu Sthaneshu, Nishaktam. It's the first definition. of organ of speech. Next. Agneyam. Agneyam means what? The organ of speech is that which has Agni Devata, the fire, as the presiding deity. Now, anything pertaining to Agni is called Agneyam. Okay, anything connected to, pertaining to Agni is called Agneyam. And here we say, organ of speech also is called Agneyam, because organ of speech also is connected to what? Agni Devata. Why? Agni Devata is the presiding deity of the speech, organ of speech. That is why sometimes our words are very hot. Okay, Agneyam. And thereafter, the third definition. Look at this third one. Varnanam Abhivyanjakam. Varnanam Abhivyanjakam. Okay, three. Beautiful, isn't it, to know these things. Varnanam Abhivyanjakam. Varnaha means a sound, a letter. A letter is called Varnaha. Varnaha means color also. Immediately Rodney Jethi thinks, what is it? Varnaha is equal to color. But Varnaha also means a letter. A letter means what? A sound. Okay? So, Varnaha means vowels and consonants. All the possible vowel, consonant sounds that can be produced, made in... Here is what? Here are what? Varnaha. So, all those sounds, now, Abhivyanjakam, that which manifests the sounds, is the organ of speech. Organ of speech is that which manifests the sounds, all vowel and consonant sounds. So, it's only manifesting medium of the sounds. Or manifester of the sounds. That means, what does it mean here? We are under the impression, or we are under of the notion, that organ of speech is the producer of sounds. No. Organ of speech is not the producer of sounds. Organ of speech is only the manifesting medium through which the sounds manifest. Okay, that means what? Manifester of the sounds. Abhivyanjakam. Utpadakam means producer. Abhivyanjakam means manifester. Oh, how do we say that organ of speech is only the manifester, not the producer? Because nothing is produced here. Nothing is created here. Everything is already there. Whatever is already there, if something you come to know newly, that means it becomes manifest. Anything which is manifest alone becomes known to you. That which is, anything which comes to manifest and you come to know, whatever you come to know is what? It's only whatever is manifesting. Does not mean that something is created. Okay, that means how do we say this? Because shabdaha, sound, okay, all the varnas, the letters are in the form of sounds, and all the sounds, sound is gunaha of akashaha, the attribute of the space. And space is not created, space is already there. Okay, space is already there in the form of Maya as unmanifest earth. See, no element is created. Because Maya is not created. Uncreated, beginningless, endless matter is Maya. Therefore, all these elements are already unmanifest as the Maya. Therefore, space is not created, space is only manifest. The space becomes manifest means, and what is the gunaha of the space? Shabda. You cannot say fire alone was spreading all over England, creating burning, you know, but the heat did not do anything. Heat stayed in one place. Fire alone went around. Can you say that? Fire alone went around, heat did not do anything. Can you say that? You cannot say that. When fire went means heat also burnt everything, isn't it? There's no such thing called fire going and heat remaining in one place. Similarly, akashaha manifest means what? Sound also becomes manifest. Because that is the attribute of the akasha. Therefore, all these sounds are already there. All these sounds are already there in the akasha. Akasha is already there as the maya. The sounds are all already there. The sounds are not created. If they are not created, always sounds are there. But what? When the sounds are there, they are all unmanifest. Avyakta shabdaha akashe bhavanti. But for these avyakta shabdaha in the space, for them to become manifest, you need a manifesting medium. That manifesting medium is what? Organ of speech. Open our mouth and something does, and you know, all the sounds get expressed, manifest. Therefore, what is Karanam? The manifester of the already existing perennially eternal sounds. Is what? Shabda abhivyanjakam karanam natu shabda utpadakam karanam. Three definitions of the what is organ of speech. Manifester of sounds, associated with the Agni Devata, having it as the presiding deity, and this is as connected to all the eight places of what now? Origin of sounds, such as Jihva Moolam, Dantaha, Oshtau, all this. I don't want to say all those things. Is it clear now? Because we've already seen this. I'm repeating it. I don't want to take much time again. This is Karanam. Okay, next meaning he gives. What is the next meaning of the word walk? We have seen only one meaning of the word walk, which is Karanam, and which has three definitions. Are you up? Wipe your eyes like this, you won't feel sleepy. Okay, next. Varnaha. Next meaning of the word walk is what? Varnaha. Varnaha means what? Letters. Not the organ of speech, but the words, the sounds, the letters, the sentences which come out, which manifest through the organ of speech are also what now? The meaning of the word vak. Vak means speech. That he says next sentence. Varnaha. Say now.
Varnaha.
Varnaha, he says, letters. Why he says letters? Letters become the second meaning of the word vak. Vak and solluk. Enna porul varnaha. Eithukal. Olihal. Why? Because sounds alone are the letters. Letters constitute what? The words. Words form what? Sentences. They're all combination of letters alone. Sentences and words are nothing but combination of various sounds, the letters. Therefore, he says, not only the organ of speech is the meaning of the word walk, also the words which manifest, the sounds which manifest, thereby the sentences, the formation of words, isn't it? The constitution of words, and words which are constitution of letters, all of them are also speech in general. Also, what is the meaning of the word walk? Okay. Now, what he says? Now, what is speech? Look at this. He says, artha sanketa parichinna. Artha sanketa parichinna. Now, what is a word? Look at it. What is a word? First, we have seen the word organ of speech. Now, what does it mean by saying word? You say word is the meaning of the word walk. Word is that which is determined by or given designation of a given meaning. A word is something determined by the designation of a given meaning. When you say dog, that meaning, isn't it? That meaning, if you show something, okay, I won't say what are the word. Okay, we go to this Kelsey Park for a walk and one small dog comes, okay? I don't know what it is. I show Peter G and he says what? Seeing the meaning or the given object, isn't it? The designation here that determines the meaning of the word. What determines the meaning of the word? Artha sanketa. Artha sanketa. That meaning is indicate becomes address of something. Mike. Isn't it? Because what now? It indicates a given meaning, isn't it? Artha sanketaha. So the word is that which is determined by the designation of the meaning, isn't it? The word is that which is determined by the meaning of a given object, or meaning which is a given object. So here. Then he says,
just say that again. A word?
Word is that which is determined by a designated meaning. Or I can say a given meaning. Determined by a given meaning. From simple meaning. Take it. Word is that which is determined by a given meaning. One expression. Then, which is a constitution of different sounds. Word is a constitution of different letters, and word is that which is determined by the meaning, given meaning. Then a word is that which has, suppose dog means only 3 letters, given number of, which is constituted by the constitution of a given number of letters. So what he says now, yetavantaha, only these many letters should be there for this word. Not like American English and English, isn't it? Program, you can have any number of color, COLOR, COLOUR, different, you can have your own, no? It's all indiscipline languages. Look at this. No, stipulated number of letters. These many letters must be there to form this word. A word is that which has a given number of sounds, letters. Then, evam krama prayuktaha. Now, these letters and must, what now? Placed also in a given order. A word is that which constituent of different letters, consisting of a given number of words, a stipulated number of words, and what now? Also placed in a stipulated order, given order, determined by a given meaning. Why you can say dog, and you can also use the same letters for God. Isn't it? You can use the same letters, but the order, you change the order, completely different meaning. Dog, God. therefore he also should but now yetavantaha evam krama prayuktaha varnaha artha sanketa parichinna is called as what word iti evam tad abhivyangya shabdaha Abhivyangya Shabdaha means what? A manifest sound. A word is also not what now? Manifest sound. Before word, if it is unmanifest, what is it? Thought. A word unmanifest is thought. A word manifest is sound. Is it clear now? Therefore, Abhivyangya Shabdaha, a manifest word, manifest sound is called what? Padam. A manifest sound, which is a word, is what? Vag iti uchyate, is called vak. This is Shankara's definition of what now? The vak word. Which is a second meaning of the word walk. A word is a second meaning. First meaning he gives is organ of speech. And he has defined separately. What is an organ of speech? He gave three definitions. And this what is a speech? He explained. A word is that consisting of given number of stipulated order, determined by a given meaning. Isn't it beautiful? Do you see the beauty of it or not? Mm-hmm. I feel bored, useless.
So the given meaning is a thing, is it?
Given me object. Suppose I say, okay, radiator. Okay, you just saw. That's we express now what you had to know. I know in my mind radiator. But you don't know what radiator is. No, I had to show this. Then what now? How can I communicate my knowledge to you? Through the shabdam. The shabdam is unmanned in the thought. Knowledge is from thought. This is radiator is my mind, knowledge, thought. The thought is only unmanifest. What is thought? It has to become manifest. Only then you can hear it. So, I expressed, isn't it? Then the word which I utter is determined by what? A meaning, isn't it? Meaning of a given object. Radiator. That is the artha sanketa. Okay, what is the address of that word? Okay, I say radiator. What is the address means what? The meaning of the word. That word, where will it go? Suppose if my word comes out from my mouth. Very interesting, look at this. Word comes out from my mouth. Radiator. And there is a radiator when I say. And that word, you will see that word, you are a postman. You have to take that word and leave that word to the given object. You take this. Oh, no radiator here. A flower, picture and things. Window. No grill. Open door. You go everywhere. And where will you come and stop? This is Sanketa. Address. Address means what? This is the... don't take the address. Literally the word Sanketa means address. But Artha Sanketa means... That word is determined by what? A given meaning. And that word radiator, what no? Is what a constituent of some sounds. But in stipulated number of sounds. Radiator. How many vowels, how many consonants? Number. Evam iti na etavantaha eva only this many number of letters Because I like radiator. I can't write radiator, no? I can't write too many words also. Too many number. Then order. Which should come first? Because I can't write A first, then R first. And I can't put D first otherwise. In a stipulated order. R, A, D, like that, I had to put them in stipulated order also. That is padam. Word is a word, padam, that by which something is arrived at. That padam, the word, that by which something is arrived at, is a constituent of number of letters. And what of stipulated number of letters placed in stipulated order, determined by a given meaning. That word also is the meaning of the word vacha. Okay, finished. We'll go to next now. But before we go there, 1 hour gone. I'm leaving something here. Something here means the word which is not at all necessary for you. One meaning, another person gives the meaning of the word shabda as the sportaha. And the sportaha, Shankaracharya refuted that. So, being Advaita students, we don't need to take it seriously about it. Okay?
Bhartrihari.
No, not Bhartrihari. Sportavada. This one meaning is called sportaha, and sportavada has been refuted by Shankaracharya. Not necessary for us. So I'm not going into that detail. I'm saying I'm leaving it here for you. Just two technical things. You don't need actually. Okay. Later on, now he goes to the next meaning. Akarovai. Sarvavak. Now he gives akaraha. Look at this. Akaraha here means omkaraha. Akaraha. Akaraha he stands for omkaraha. And omkaraha vai indeed definitely sarvavak. Om is a one word which stands for all the words of all the languages. Therefore, all the words of all the languages means what? Om, if you say one word which represents all the words. How? Because all the words, but no, all the languages also. All the languages means of all the sciences, all the worldly sciences, spiritual sciences, all the sacred literature and secular literature, whatever is available in any language, any part of the world, all of them are what now? Represented by one word, Om. Sarvavak. All words, sarvavak means what? Sarvavak means all the words. All the words means, he says, sa yesha. How do you say that it stands for all the walk? Om, if you say finished, because it means the whole. Om is, already we have understood the meaning of the word Om as a sound symbol of the Lord, the whole. It stands for the whole. In fact, unmanifest knowledge, manifest knowledge, anything which comes is what? Nothing is outside of Om. Because Om stands for all the sounds. All the possibly producible sounds. All the sounds stand for all the words. All the words constitute all the sentences. Now all the sentences stand for what now? Anything that can be conveyed. Om stands for the whole. The total knowledge, manifest knowledge. Okay, any knowledge, manifest means it has to be expressed through the word. Whether you write it or speak it out. spoken word or written word is expressed thought is a word. Is what's what now? This manifest knowledge. The knowledge unspoken is what now? Unspoken out, knowledge unexpressed out is what? That's the thought, unmanifested. Even it is after manifesting also. The thought, if you suppose the knowledge is not manifest form of a thought, the thought form means it's extinct. Extinct knowledge, isn't it? Manifest but extinct. Manifest but also expressed out means what? Still available, survives. Is it clear now? Therefore, any Om represents the total manifest knowledge in all fields. So what is, if Om represents total manifest knowledge, Sarva Vak, do you get what I'm saying? What does the Om represent? What does the Om stand for? No, he explained, that's also a word. Om itself is a word which stands for the total manifest knowledge, which stands for all the sounds, all the words and all the expression in the form of all the books and libraries of the whole Jagat. Itself is a word. Is it clear now? Because he is going to say later on what? That anyway, word is incapable of revealing Brahman. By making us understand what the word is, he is going to help us understand what is that, because of which word expression or manifestation of word is possible. Isn't it? So here he says, Akaro vai. Please, another 10 minutes I'll take. Okay, I'll stop the class. Wait. I feel at least what? Let me finish at least one new lesson today. It's all old lessons. Akaro vai.
Akaro vai.
Sarva vak.
Sarva vak.
Akaraha is equal to Omkaraha. Omkaraha is equal to Sarva vak. Means all the words. All the words imply a total manifest knowledge. Now what are they? Why? How do we say that? He says, ye. Say no. Sa.
Sa.
Sa means what? She. She means who? That word. That Om. Sa means that Omkaraha, which stands for all the words, the total manifest knowledge. Yesha. Okay. That Om is in fact what? Asya.
Asya.
Sparshaha.
Sparshaha.
Now he is going to talk about all the sounds. All the, he repeats now. Sparshaha means all this kavarga, kavarga, tavarga, pavarga, mavarga, tavarga. You know all this is, no? Sparshaha means those sounds which are produced by the touch of two different things. Here. Like, no, kantyaha, no, gutturals, palatals, all what now? All these five groups of letters, kavarga, chavarga, tavarga, tavarga, pavarga, all these 25 letters come under category of sparshaha. Then, antasthaha, say no?
Antastha.
We have antastha, he stops here. Antastha means semi-vowels. Yaralava. There are what now? Antastha. Then Ushmabhihi. Ushmanaha. Ushmanaha. Ushman. Ushmanaha means, that's not here, I'm just saying. Now, those sounds which are produced with the hissing sounds are called Ushmanaha. Sha, sha, sa. Are what now? Ushmanaha. Ushmabhihi. Now he has brought also semi-vowels, diphthongs. You have to add all those things. Vowels, diphthongs, semi-vowels, this sparshaha, you know, and all of them are what now? Ushmabhihi vyanjamanaha. okay, with through all of them, vyanjyamanaha, manifesting through all of them, bahvi, many, 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 nana rupaha, various forms, or no, bhavati, omkaraha, is that which is a, which stands for varieties of, in various forms, many sounds which get expressed, manifested as what? Sparshaha, antastaha, ushmanaha, etc. Okay? Therefore, there is no sound which gets excluded here in Om. Therefore, what does it mean? Iti shrutehe. Come on, Veda itself says this. What Om, which stands for all the words of all the languages, because it stands for all the sounds. All the sounds stand for all the words. All the words stand for all the knowledge, and all the words, and all the languages. If it stands for the total manifest knowledge, this Om itself is a word. Okay? Not only this, here's what? Mitam, amitam. Mitam stands for the Veda. The Veda consisting of mantras in metrical order is what? Mitam. The word next comes is mitam. The mitam is what now? Measured. Mitam means it's a participle of the word coming emerging from the root, derived from the root ma. Ma means to measure. Mati means to measures. Mitam means measured. So mitam stands for the Rig Veda in metrical, consisting of mantras in metrical order is important word mitam. Amitam stands for the Yajur Veda, consisting of what now? Aniyata Padaha. Okay, not in consisting of limited, there's no limitation, there's no not measured form. Consisting of words, not measured form. Yajur Veda, which in prose form. So amitam. Is it okay? All those Vedas are also what? Words only. The word vak mentions, vak stands for all these things. Word, vak means organ of speech, vak means a word. He defined what a word is. Vak also means what? Om. Vak, which stands for all the words. Vak also means what here? The mantras Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, and here next is Swaraha. So the mantra which is set to music is called what now? Samaveda. This word Swaraha stands for Samaveda. Samaveda. Thereafter, not only this Veda Trayam, also what? I'm going to stop here now. All these other sciences, secular sciences, not only the sacred religious literature called Vedas, all other sciences, also what now? All of them, which are, which are within the realm of this Mithya Prapancha, isn't it? All of them, I'll tell you, indicating the object subject to change, all of them are what now? Are indicated by the word, meant by the word, walk. It means what now? Whatever is the word, even it is a Veda Vakyam or any other word or anything, no word can reveal Brahman. Is it no word can reveal Brahman? Why? Because any word is what? No. Where is the Shabdaha? A word itself is manifestation of a sound, and the sound itself is akashasya gunaha, and akasha itself is a product of maya, which is mithya. Therefore, the word being dependent on sound, expression of sound, sound being dependent on akasha, akasha is a being product of maya. Maya itself is a shakti which has no independent existence outside of Brahman. Therefore, the word cannot go near Brahman. Have you got it? Hope you understood the thing. You have to go from here. What is a word? Why word cannot reveal Brahman? Brahman is the consciousness existence which lends existence to the Shakti. The Shakti has no independent existence. It needs a locus. That Shakti, the power which is the original matter. There is no original matter other than the Shakti. The only power called Maya is the original matter, which alone is manifest as subtle and gross universe. And that Maya itself is not outside, has no independent existence outside of Brahman, the reality, and which is the available for recognition as the Sakshi Chaitanyam as Tvam Pada Lakshyartha. That consciousness being the very existence of the Maya Shakti, and the, therefore that's the existence of the Akasha, which is a product of Maya. And the sound is what now? Akasha Gunaha. And what that sound again is dependent on the organ of speech to get expressed, to manifest also. That manifest sound can indicate only the objects within the realm of matter. They can never reveal, any word can reveal only an object within the realm of matter. That is where, therefore, it cannot reveal Atma Brahma. Therefore, ena vacha na vacha anabhyuditam Brahma. Word can never reveal Brahman, can't bring to light Brahman. That's the teaching. I want to stop here and I want to tell you the connection here. You got it? Vacha anabhyuditam. Now you know, and that word, for it to get expressed, to become manifest as a word, no, it has to be manifest as the sound in the akasha. It has to manifest as a thought in the mind. It has to manifest as the word through the organ of speech. For all of them, it is very much dependent on the operation of so many things, which itself is possible because of the existence consciousness. So, yena vak abhyudyate. That Brahman alone, the vak itself gets manifest actually. The word gets manifest. Is it clear? Therefore, and that Brahman, you need not to know. In fact, the teaching should result in what? In teaching should not result in helping the student know the Brahman. Should help, should result in helping the student drop the very desire to know Brahman. Why? Because Brahman is Atma, Self. It's okay. We'll see you next class. I think we should go slowly. I think hurrying. Because if I do slowly, every word becomes very clear, isn't it? See, nothing is created. That you have to understand from different perspectives, different angles. No? This is how mind becomes subtle. Nothing is created means you understand, okay, matter is not created. Akasha is not created. Sound is not created. And everything is only manifestation means. Different manifestations of different things that depend on different manifesting media. That also had understood. That is why scientists fail. I won't tell you this point. See, that's why knowledge of what is science, isn't it? So, discovery of what is science. Nothing is created here. Everything is already there. But very subtler facts, they discover. They're really amazing. Any discoverer, any scientist, discoverer of any subtle fact is really great person, no doubt. But that discovery is only within the realm of the matter alone. Because discovery itself is what? Manifest knowledge. Any discovery represents what? Manifest knowledge. What is manifest knowledge? Manifest knowledge is it, but what are you have to know? You manifest knowledge is only a fraction of the total knowledge, and the total knowledge is a pure knowledge, which is the origin of any manifest knowledge. And origin of any manifest knowledge is a total pure knowledge, can never be the object of knowledge. The total pure knowledge, origin of any manifest knowledge, hello, or any given thing,
hi,
cannot be the object of knowledge. That is where scientists fail in arriving at consciousness. For them, consciousness will ever be a mystery. Is it clear now? Let it be a mystery. Swamiji was saying one day, you know, in India, somebody said, in India, there's only everything is a mystery. Why everything is mystery in India? Because there's no his story, her story. There's no history. Isn't it? Everything is my story. That is why it's a mystery, he said. Okay, Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.